Merci.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The National Human Rights Commission is grateful to the Secretariat for engaging with us in this work to address a number of issues, including those with respect to conflict-related sexual violence in the east of Congo. This comes at a time when our country is going through one of the darkest times of its recent history, marked by the bloody invasion of the M23 rebels and the Rwanda Defence Forces in the city of Goma. That attack has led to grave human rights violations, the primary target being women and children. For close to 30 years, the east of the country has faced one of the most protracted, most violent crises in the world. As a result of that crisis, millions of women and children have thus far been displaced in North, South, Kivu and Ituri and have a higher risk of being raped. Our NHRI expresses its grave concern at the deterioration of the security situation in the east of the DRC. It continues to implement its mandate to promote and protect human rights, following the situation closely. In response, our commission has carried out a certain number of studies, including in Ituri, North and South Kivu. Those investigations have targeted IDP camps to document cases of sexual violence linked to conflict, to carry out follow-up and advocacy with the administrative and judiciary institutions that are competent for this. Our commission wants to split up statement in three based on the points highlighted by the committee for the DRC exceptional report, so the political, the security and the humanitarian, and finally the judiciary and combating impunity. As to the political, our commission welcomes the fact that the Congolese government has taken a number of political decisions, operational decisions, to protect the civilian population from the risk of sexual violence and related human rights violations perpetrated by the belligerents underway in the east of our country. Those decisions include the law 2202065 of November 2022, setting founding principles for protection and compensation to victims of conflict-related violence and violations of peace and security. There's another law of 11th September 2023, complementing the decree of January 1940, which criminalizes the various forms of SGBV, but also enshrines free of charge access to justice for the victims of GBV. Political Ordinance 0203 of 11th September 2023 modifies and complements the decree of 1959 on the Criminal Procedure Code, calling for diligence in actions of sexual violations. However, our commission remains there's still a long way to go for political and operational decisions taken can truly yield the expected results and help improve the situation of protection of civilians in the face of atrocities committed by the parties to the conflict. Effective implementation of those decisions and reforms remains one of the big challenges, due chiefly to the fact that rebel groups don't consider themselves to be concerned, and second, that mass displacement of IDPs continues to grow. In that context, it's hard for the Congolese government to prevent sexual violence against women and girls fleeing conflict. There have been many cases of rape reported during fighting in rebel-controlled regions. In the IDP camps, especially in North Kivu and Ituri, where the committee has carried out a number of missions before and after 2023, FARDC police patrols have been organized, but given how big the camps are, those patrols haven't acted as that much of a deterrent. As to the aspect security and humanitarian, due to persisting and intensifying armed conflict in the east, policing IDP camps remains a challenge for the Congolese government, despite measures and strategies at a national and provincial level established, including joint police and FARDC patrols, and also checks when it comes to the entries and exits of the camps. We need to step up funds for DDR programs. and community recovery, which was established by the government with a view to limiting the circulation of SALWs in the IDP camps in and around those same camps. Similarly, it's important to expand the current camps or build new camps and to make humanitarian aid more regular and greater to the IDPs living in deplorable conditions. There's prostitution raging within those camps, proliferation of such houses of tolerance, even though they are banned by the authorities. Care for victims of SGBV needs to be given by trained professionals, but in some cases the victims fear reprisals and then don't report cases. As to the aspect of judiciary combating impunity due to the siege in North Kivu and Kivu, the siege went down. Combating impunity has come with radical measures besides zero tolerance campaigns against GBV and impunity and operationalization of the National Fund for Compensation to the victims of sexual violence in DRC. The competence to judge the worst violations like rape have been attributed solely to military jurisdictions. Access to justice for victims of GBV has been free of charge, which facilitates their care for them. We have established early warning mechanisms through a green number 122 and 4830, as well as coordination of GBV work in the camps. We welcome the organization by the state of traveling courts when it comes to combating impunity. The Commission has issued recommendations both at national and international level for the parties to implement. To the government, we call on them to take all measures within their jurisdiction to restore peace in the East by focusing on peaceful dispute settlement with a view to restoring peace, implement political decisions and operational decisions taken to sufficiently protect the civilian population in the East from GBV and other related forms of violence. Redouble efforts to bolster security in the camps and in and around the camps by providing to IDPs adequate humanitarian aid and ensuring their independence. Reform criminal justice by ensuring guarantees of fair trial and implementation of decisions in favour of the victims, while reinvigorating the Fonarive action. To the armed groups, we call on the and the Rwandan army, we call them to respect the rules of IHL and observe an immediate ceasefire. To the international community, especially to the UN Security Council, we call on them to invest further to restore peace in the east of the DRC by adopting targeted sanctions against Rwanda and other members of armed groups. I thank you.